So I think that's all I got. Jason, you have anything else?
Nothing meeting-wise. I was just, or nothing business-wise. I was just, so I've been getting in, as you know, I've been doing APRS stuff. So I bought a radio to do APRS to ride my bike. Of course, everywhere I ride my bike, I don't have APRS coverage. So now what I'm doing is I downloaded or installed a software called Direwolf where I created my own internet gateway for APRS. So I'm running an internet gateway at my house with one of my old, receive-only internet gateway with one of my old HTs and a Windows computer. Last night I was up to one. I got a BeagleBone Black now running Direwolf, and I also got I converted an old laptop to Linux. I got that running Direwolf. Because my plan now is to take my mobile with my BeagleBone Black and put it in my truck and create a digipeater.
A mobile digipeater
so that when I'm riding my bike, I'll be with and I can talk to my truck, and my truck should be able, with 50 watts, get somewhere, is my hope. So that's my plan for the summer at this point, is to try to get a mobile digipeater.
You know what, if you have that, have your iGate working in the summer, that would help with the MS-150, because there are some holes over in that.
Yeah, because I live up on, well, you don't know, because you live out in Brookville. But I've noticed that now, Carmine, I can get from my house, I get pretty much coverage on 550 with my iGate, and I can get it all the way to Altoona, Tyrone-ish area, up to the mountain. Yeah. Even coming over the mountain, I get it up through Passport, starting at 322, I'm still hitting my iGate at my house. And then right around Meeks Lane, I drop it when I go around that bend, but I pick up Greg's end when I get near Lowe's.
ROG.
ROG, yeah. Not Greg, I'm
Rick,
sorry, ROG.
Rick Gilmore, yeah.
Yeah, I pick up Rick's. So I still have a little bit of a hole, but now I can trace myself from home to work now with just a little bit of a hole, whereas before I didn't have anything. But so when the MS is going on, just, I've been running it, and I check it every day because I'm running on an old Windows machine, and freaking it keeps locking up because Windows keeps doing updates on me.
Turn them off.
That's why my plan is to use this Linux machine, this old laptop I created to Linux. So I did that last night. So my plan now is to take my home machine, the Windows, and put a Linux machine so it's not doing all that. But yeah, just remind me, and I'll make sure that it's up and running when you guys are doing the MS.
Yeah, I will.
So.
Can you write up like just a quick schematic of how you set it up? Because you're saying you set up Direwolf on two HTs and a laptop or something?
It's just a single HT right now. And I'm receive only, so all I do is go from my speaker, my headphone jack and my HT into the microphone jack of my computer.
Where's Direwolf resident on the computer?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought for a second you installed it on your HT.
No,
I was like,
no.
Why did you do that?
Nope, it's just running on the computer.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And it runs on Windows or Linux machines, so.
And then you connected your HT to your computer to listen or to send or to both?
So I'm a receive only right now.
Okay.
So I'm only receiving, so my speaker out of my HT is going into the microphone input of my computer.
Okay. And then you have a GPS on the HT?
I don't need a GPS since it's fixed at my house.
It's receiving the, he's
okay.
Beaconing with that thing, and it's receiving the GPS locators from that signal.
From the stationary.
So
my remote one has a GPS.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, so this one
has a GPS.
Yeah, this one has a built-in GPS.
Okay. That's not Baofeng, right?
No.
No.
It's a
Yaesu.
No, they
mine
don't make
doesn't
one.
Have any GPS.
They don't make one that does.
So APRS, okay. The Yaesu 3 FT3DR, this is the FT5DR, and your Anytone 279.
I have an Anytone mobile and an Anytone handheld. Mobile's a 578, the handheld is an 870. And if the handheld has to be the D 878 UV
Plus.
Pro 2 Plus.
Yeah.
Well, that one has the receive APRS where it'll show me the position of receive signal.
What brand was that?
Anytone.
Oh, Anytone.
Bridgecom system. They're the best marketers in the world.
Oh, yeah. So this one does transmit and receive.
Yeah.
And it's a Yaesu?
Yeah.
There's a lot of us playing with it. If you want to, we can, there's a lot of people can give you information on it.
Well, I need an HT that does that. I have a Radiality that's dead now. Like, it won't charge, so I've got to get a new.
Well, you can alternately, well, I have a Kenwood D700, and I can hook a Garmin GPS. Now, not the kind you put in your car and buy at Best Buy. You have to have the ones that have a NEMA output on the back of them.
Yeah.
Feed that to the, that feeds the GPS information to the radio. And there's a, I also have a TNC, the D710 something or other, has the TNC built in, and then that broadcasts your location, however much it tells.
The other one, there's a Mobile Link TNC. It's small, Mobile Link 3, I think.
Yeah, Mobile Link 3.
Yeah. And they're like $179, but they'll connect to your phone or to your tablet or whatever through Bluetooth. So there's a hard connection to the radio.
Okay.
And then that, and I think, and they sell the cables that will connect to it. Then it's a Bluetooth connection to your phone or something, because you need that controlling device that, so your phone would have GPS or something else. And you can also look at things on it that way. That's another way. So I was looking at those, but I'm like, well, I'm paying $179 for that, plus a little bit else. Now I've got another radio, and now I've got cables, and I have to have my phone. And when I'm biking, I'm like, that's a pain. So
yeah.
These are expensive. I mean, because these just came out, so this was $500.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they're expensive, but it's all in one package.
Yeah, no cables.
Yeah.
Tempting.
And this one's actually dual receive and transmit, so I can listen. So I have on my second receiver transmitter, I have APRS, and on my first one, I have everything else. So in the mornings, I talk to people on the mornings, and this is running in the back, but my second channel is doing APRS at the same time that I'm doing a normal conversation.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, if you, when the meeting's over, if you want, I can show you the rig in my truck.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
And this one's also waterproof and dustproof.
Tempting.
So.
Just everything has a price tag.
I drive that much on a bike. I don't need that.
If your truck goes underwater, you have other concerns.